Duff, let's get going with the interviews. Mark Newnham's got some key chances in both places today. Morning to you, Mark.
Yeah, morning, Andrew.
Looking forward to today, mate. Where are you going to play?
I'm in Brisbane currently. I just came up to have a look at Scarlet Dreamwork this morning. So Blake Shin came and galloped her this morning, and all systems go there.
Okay. Happy with the work?
Yeah, very good. No, she's come through that run up here really well. Look, it was a bit similar to her run in the Vinery, and Doomben can be that sort of track. Back and wide's not where you want to be, so we'll take those frustrations out of play and we'll go to Eagle Farm next week.
Okay, so happy with your decision?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Look, she needs a mile and a half and she needs a big track, so she'll get those conditions next week.
Yeah, small but select string in today, Mark. We'll start in Sydney. Splintex, he's a sharp type. How's he training on?
Really good. He's kept improving the whole way through this prep. I think he's going to make a really nice horse with another spell under his belt, but that doesn't mean, you know, he can't be winning today. It'll be a little bit tricky the first part of the race for Rachel, but if he begins as well as he did the other day, you know, she should be able to control the race in front or at least sit outside last.
Yeah, that's how it looks. You know, it's probably helped the scratching of Wonderbar, and Gary's gone to the steward saying he wants to take a sit with Space Boy. So it's become that a little bit easier.
Yeah, and look, 1100 Rose Hill, you don't want to be far away.
No, true.
So, you know, if those, you know, couple there and above him in the market are giving him too much head start, well, they're going to have trouble running him down.
The last, first and last, Invictus Salute, you've taken the blinkers off her today. Just the rider a bit quieter?
Yeah, look, she just went too hard the other day. They were running ridiculous fractions for the first sort of 500 of that race that's going the other day, and she just didn't want to come back at all. So take the blinkers off, and she's drawn a good gate where Robbie's got the option there to just take a sit with her, and, you know, she should be able to get a good run into the race from there.
Doomben today, Shadow Hero in the first. He's an interesting horse. In retrospect, that's a very strong maiden he comes out of.
Yeah, but look, I knew that going into the race, but it was the right race to start him off in. And look, I think he's going to make a really good staying three-year-old. So I really wanted to give him a trip away, just toughen him up a little bit. He's drawn one, but he's going to need momentum, you know, from the 500 to get him into the race. But he'll be very strong late, and he's trained on well.
Okay. If he happened to win today, would you back him up next week?
Oh, it's a thought. I left him in the race. And like I said, I've had a good opinion of him for a while. And we had an early entry there for the Atkins before he'd had a start. And we've paid up along the way. So the option's there after today. And he's another. He'd be better suited at Eagle Farm as well. Mm. But, look, my thoughts with him are sort of more the spring and, you know, maybe the Spring Champion Stakes and Victoria Derby.
Okay. Diamond Thunder, he's just a tough on-post type?
Yeah, he's just a really good, solid horse. It's going to be tricky from the draw today where Blake gets to. The other day, there was a couple inside him made it very hard for him to win, and they made it harder for themselves because they finished in the last couple. He did well to hang on for third when the winner and the second horse came from last and second last in running. So that tells you that the first half of the race was run way too quickly. But look, he's a good tough horse. He's come through it well. It'll just depend on how quick they go early as to where he ends up. He'll be in the first four there somewhere. Hopefully, he can probably just take a sit off one where he's been left in front most races, and it's probably not ideal to be just one-dimensional like that.
Yeah. Race 3, Kembla, any hope Celestial Falls?
Yeah, she came out of a really good maiden at Canterbury with Maddie Rocks running second and coming out and winning. She's a half-sister to Graceful Glamour, so she'll improve up to the 1,400. And, look, her best part of the race the other day, she got balanced up the last 100 and was strong through the line, so no, she'll run well there.
Okay. Any, you got anything else in Brisbane other than the three horses?
No.
They're
so, yeah.
All right, so looks a pretty good, interesting day for you on paper.
Well, let's hope it turns out all right at the end of the day. But no, look, they're all good progressive horses. Four out of them are 2 year olds, so you know, into their 3 year old year, they're all got, you know, good futures ahead of them for sure.
Good on you, Mark. Thanks, mate. Good luck today.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, Ron.
Hey, mate.